High School Students Learning Biofuels. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. With fuel prices forecasted to top over $4 by the summer, one county in Tennessee is teaching its students about some alternatives.
As one of them said today, we're just excited. We don't think we can stand it much longer.
Agriculture teacher Bob Melton describing his students' reactions to learning about the alternatives to fuel. Last year, Woodbury FFA grasped the opportunity to begin a biodiesel program within the Ag Department using used oil from local fast food restaurants.
With tobacco being taken away around here, a lot of area farmers are hurting, and you've got to look for the alternatives out there, and there are other things that they can do to replace the loss of the swine industry and the tobacco industry.
They have now made over 1,000 gallons of this biodiesel with 5 tractors and 2 trucks running off of the product, with plans for 2 county school buses in the works. And the students love learning about this alternative, says Melton.
Well, they'll almost fight to see who's going to help make it that day. And I guess the main thing that they're getting out of it is that, number one, they are learning that we don't have to be dependent on foreign oil to operate in this country. We just have chose to do that. And second of all, they're learning so much chemistry and science. They now know the term catalyst, and they now know the term endothermic reaction and exothermic reaction. And all these things they've been learning all their life, now it's hands-on, and they're actually seeing all this take place and figuring out how you move one atom that makes a totally different product.
Melton hopes one day to run all of the county buses off of biodiesel. The chapter is also building a second greenhouse where they will learn hydroponics and aquaculture technologies in addition to the biodiesel. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.